and welcome to part four of the Ideal Marketing Accelerator. I've been watching some of the chat coming through just as we were waiting to go live online, and I totally agree. How awesome was it to catch up in person for most of us last week at the implementation day, but just to get a little bit closer to each other, know each other a little better, meet some of the alumni who are an awesome group of business owners, and just very excited to be here with you. After our day together on Tuesday, I went on Thursday, Friday to be at our mastermind program, our Marketing Success Mastermind, which is our big marketing program with Michelle. And so we came off of that on Friday night, had the weekend, and here we are. So really excited to be back with you so soon to pick up on your marketing, because today we're going to bring together all the pieces, the who, the what, the how, and really sort of wrap up this part of Ideal for you so that you can now be fully integrated into the program with the alumni. So as I said, I was so excited to see so many of you. I know not everybody can be here today. So if you're listening in, hi, follow along. Let me know if you've got any questions. And we do have an apology from Chandra, who has already let us know that she couldn't be here today. And she also sent me this gorgeous book. She is so sweet. Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. And she had a lovely message in there wishing me happy travels for our trip to New York. So I thought that was gorgeous. I'm going to take this with me because I love this book. So thank you so much for that. All righty. Here's what's coming up. We have a bunch of things to cover today. We're going to do a little bit of revisiting of the last couple of Marketing Accelerator themes, but we also have some new things. So we're going to be look at ideal moments and good news stories from the group, just a couple, because the group has been really active, which I'm very excited to see. We're going to look at how you're doing with your how, the pathway up the mountain. And we're going to look at three ways to get people from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain. I'm going to use a recent campaign of ours as an example, as a case study, to show you how that works in sort of in the real world. Plus, if we have some time at the very end, I will take any of your questions. So go ahead and turn your cameras on if you have them so I can see you. Great. Hi. Lovely to see you. lovely. So here are some of our ideal moments. So Maria posted that she was so excited because she had implemented her seven elements of an offer, which I'm very excited about too, Maria. And she was offering it at the end of a workshop she's running called The Art of Happiness, Key Things Happy People Do. I would love to hear in the group how that went. And really our offers, at the Mastermind program for 2 days, we were working on some big marketing projects that the Masterminders are doing. And we went back to this. You know, we drill down further into how to craft an offer, because our offers are a distinguishing element when it comes to putting us against any other business like us that someone might be considering. So congratulations, Maria, on doing that. And I hope that many of you have now started to define your what. Francine's post from a little while ago now was about this journey of the entrepreneur. Totally get it. And that's why we are here. That's why communities like this one, like the Who Business Network, like the Mastermind, are so important to help us as we do this up and down. We saw it on Tuesday, right? We saw the up and down, even in people in the hot seat or in going through a process, trying to work through the worksheet that you were working with Michelle on. It's all like that. But all good. And Julie was practicing her Facebook Live inside the group. So time to get them out there in the real world. Well, we are the real world, but you know what I mean. Beyond there and start accumulating some views and getting a little more confident in putting our message out to the world. And Fran, who is not in this group, but you know Fran now from the Ideal implementation day, she has a new project that she's working on, and she registered a brand new URL. And nabbing a good URL in this day and age where so many good URLs are taken is such a feat, but so important. So she's gotten yourlovablebusiness.com and .com.au, which works in with a mountain that she's working on right now that she moved a little bit forward last week. And Karina, who also can't be here today, I think. I don't think she's here. I'm pretty sure she's got oh, you are here, Karina. Terrific. I wasn't sure because I know this is one of your days that you've got the kids. She said that she was excited because she was stepping out of her comfort zone, collaborating with a local fashion designer for a runway show in Adelaide, which is very exciting. And she has 10 of her spectacular jewelry statement pieces that are going to be on display. Very exciting. Very exciting. Again, share photos with us. Let us know. You're on fire. I love it. Always share your wins and your progress. Share them here in the group, and where possible and where relevant, also share them in the members group, because when I know you've got something going on, I can share that. And when I know what you're working on, then I can make connections for you, and so can everyone else here. There's one more that I wanted to share, which there isn't an image for, and it's Diane Irving, who is part of the alumni. She's actually based in Princeton in New Jersey, and she shared inside the group her connection statement that she had done for her husband's business. So she sat down with this, all these blokes, and said, we're going to do a connection statement, and they've got a commercial solar power business. So a little different to what we do. Lots at stake, and she sat them down, all the guys, and they did a connection statement, and they put it to a video. So she posted that in there for us to share. So I'm very, very excited for her. All right. And I love seeing more connection statements being added for review. And you can definitely put them inside the group for review, but you can also put them inside the members group if you want more people than our little idealist group to participate. Now, I love seeing these 30-day plans. I asked you to take a photo and put the plan inside. I've only got four, though, so which is a bit lame. So I'd love for you to post your 30-day plan so that we can keep each other accountable and I can know what you're working on. It really helps if I know what you're working on because the team and I can really support you. And so congratulations to Fran and Ange and Maria and Sean who put theirs in there. And Robin's going to post. Yeah, she's already put a post here in chat for you to go ahead and add your plan to that post. Now, if you're listening to the recording, this link will be in the email that we're sending you with the recording. But congratulations to those four members who put it in there and who have started to take action on their plans. Alrighty. Couple little things to bring us more up to date. So last time we were together, we talked about our offer, and we're still building that ideal mountain. Of course, from Tuesday, you've got the worksheet from Michelle that you're working on. So I know that there is some things that are sort of in progress. We can progress that slide, please, Robin. I think it builds there. So you've got your 30-day action plan, which we just spoke about, and you've got your marketing mountain. And really dialing in what this mountain project is going to be so important, because the next phase of this is starting to implement this mountain and getting all the resources, all the support to actually go from planning for, researching, being in motion around to actually taking action on this marketing mountain. And so it's about making some decisions that you can take action on confidently. So this is an ongoing process. If you're a little behind, don't worry. You still want to keep making progress each week. And if you haven't posted in the group, really give yourself the support that's available to you by letting us know where you might be stuck and what you need support with to take the next step to really get that mountain dialed in. Now, before we move on, one of the things that was an opportunity for all of you here, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording, was to have your worksheet reviewed by Michelle. That is Michelle Falzon, the wonderful Michelle Falzon, who was our guest last week. But you've only got till the next session that we meet to get that up. She's traveling. She's, you know, not an official part of this program, but she's doing this to support you and to support me in supporting you to get results. So a little later on, I'll remind you that you want to go ahead and post your mountain so that she can give you some feedback. But we only have a limited time for that. Alrighty. And Francine said she put hers in her 30-day plan just before we went live. You. Awesome. All right. So far here on the Marketing Accelerator, we have been right here. We have really been designing our who, designing our what, now we're designing our how. And when we're designing our pathway up the mountain, we get to a point where we will want to call that done, call that finished. We've designed this mountain now. Now it's time to start to engage people into that mountain. So right today, I'm going to assume that you are getting very close to designing your mountain. We're going to start talking about how do we now engage people with this mountain? How do we get people to move from the bottom of the mountain to the top? But you really do need to do that work of designing the mountain so that you're putting the right who at the bottom of the mountain, directing traffic to that right who about that what. That all make sense? All right, good. So you're going to hear some things today that sound like fun to get into, but you want to have done this design work ahead of time because otherwise you won't be directing the right people towards the right offer. So one of the key things that you're working on is getting your sales funnel mapped out, and that is with one who, one what, and one how strategy. And you have that great handout from the implementation day. Even if you didn't attend the implementation day, you should have a link to that handout. And you want to start working through those questions and posting questions in the group if you have them. Remember, you're going to be choosing a mountain that takes one of two tracks. It's either going to be the what we were calling off the rack. So this is your high volume, low value, or it's going to be tailor-made, and that's your low volume, high value. Right, so you want to make sure that you're choosing which one as you're working through the mountain. All right, I'm going to keep looking at comments here, but I'm going to go straight in because I want you to have this next piece of content. Because for those of you who are ready to start driving people to your mountain, you're really getting things dialed in and you're going to focus this on the next 2 weeks before we're together again, then this is what you'll need to know. We're going to be talking today about traffic channels, and these are three ways to get people aware of who you are, and these are people that are going to take up your offer. These are people who are going to take up your lead magnet if you have a lead magnet on the way up to the paid offer. And so these three channels we refer to as owned, earned, and paid. Is anybody familiar with these terms as far as marketing channels? Just raise your hand so I can see you if you are, and no worries if you aren't. Yeah, a couple of you are, a couple of you are not. So I'm going to give you some examples and I'll give you later a little case study of how we use these three channels in one of our projects recently. So these are ways that we get people to the bottom of the mountain. So once we've got a mountain that is intact, we've got the right who, we've got the right what, and we've got a how, then the job is driving traffic to the bottom of the mountain. Because here's the thing, we can build the best online course, the best retreat, the best set of templates to help someone create a website, the best Pilates class, the best whatever. And if we don't drive people to the bottom of the mountain, then nobody's going to get to the top. And it really is not a matter of build it and they will come. They will not come. We have to get them to the bottom of the mountain, starting up that journey, starting taking those steps. Right? And so this is where a lot of people fall down. We create something, we put it on our website, and we wait. And we hope something's going to happen. Or we put up a social media post and we hope something's going to happen. And so what I want you to have a scope of is the different ways that we need to drive people. And when you think about the ideal business system, once we have this working and we know that, say, for every 100 people I get to the bottom of the mountain, I get X to the top of the mountain, then we know how much we need to, how we can leverage. Now we know it works. If I get 100 people to the bottom, I get 10 to the top, then you're going to keep looking for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to the bottom. So how are you going to do that? So the first of these channels is what we call owned. And this, I feel, is the most powerful. This is the one that we have the most control of. And this is the one that, for us, works the best. Although they all work great. So I want to give you an example. So owned is things that we actually own, we control. So what are some examples of this? Before we move forward, can someone give me a couple of examples of owned traffic channels in the chat? Just very quickly. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. I'm going to fill you in. So Francine's saying website email, Linda's saying current clients, great, all great answers, website email list, terrific. So we're going to kick off with website. So having a clear call to action on our website that we own, something above the fold, and by that I mean in the first screen that people see, means that people do not have to scroll down on our page to find that secret offer that you have somewhere on the page. So when someone lands on your website, assuming you either rank well or you're driving traffic from other channels to your website, you want to make sure that there's a very clear call to action. So the call to action is going to be related to your mountain. So if we're going to be really clear, if we're going to be really single-minded, then when I go to your website, I should see a call to action that brings me into the bottom of the mountain for the offer that you're making right now. And you might have a number of offers, but what we want to test is, can I drive traffic to this one thing and see a result? So you want to keep it very clear when it comes to your website. You want to have as few choices as possible, and you want to make it be very directive. Tell people what you want to do. So I see people bury their calls to action way down at the bottom of the page, or they don't make them very visual. It's a little line item, and that makes it really hard to get traction on those. You can even on your website use pop-ups. And some people don't like pop-ups, but here's the thing, pop-ups work. And so you want to find a way that has them be not overly intrusive, that you're offering something that totally matches your who, the person who's coming to you to serve them. And if you're owned, what you're offering on your website is a newsletter, that's great. That's not a great start to a mountain journey, but it's better than nothing. But you want to be offering some way for people to go from being a visitor on your website to ending up on the other owned asset. This is so important to you, and that is your email list. So when I look at email marketing, it continues to be the main way that we bring in clients. Even if we're running Facebook ads and we're doing social media posts and I'm speaking at events, you own your list. And once you do that, you can communicate to people regularly. I'm going to encourage you to communicate regularly with added value, reiterating your message and making your offer. Not making your offer in every single email, but being very clear that you are intentionally getting people up the mountain with your communications. Emails are a really great way to build community, to build the like trust factor with your business. And you always want to be adding people to your email list, whether they're coming from social media, whether they're website visitors, whether you have a trade expo. You always want to be getting people on your email list, but you want to get them on there and start taking action with them. And so when you think about the mountain that you're creating, think about, how can I start emailing my clients about this mountain? How can I start to create some content via email that warms them up, that gets them moving up the mountain? So don't be afraid to email your clients. Some people will fall off. They are not your clients. As long as you are adding value and your language is relevant to that ideal client, then you want to keep emailing them. So who was I talking to the other day? Someone here in Ideal who was saying they're getting, I think it was actually Vivian Kane, like they get all these inquiries for different print jobs, and what they haven't been doing is they're nurturing those people towards the top of the mountain. So what Viv spoke about at the day last week is she's now creating her project she's working on right now is creating a pathway, creating an email sequence to get people warmed up and actually making the purchase. All right, still on owned, we have social media. Now, we don't officially own our social media because it could go down. Your page could be closed down. You could lose all your contacts on Instagram, whatever. We cannot control those things, but we call it kind of earned. We call it owned because we like to think that we do own it. And for now, we can retarget the people on our Facebook page. We can build an audience there. So I'm keeping it in owned, but it's a little bit like it's on borrowed land. Right? So it's ours, but it's not really ours. It could be taken away from us. So it's really important with our social media channels to not just leave people there, to always invite them to join your email list, to always invite them to become a website visitor. You want to be getting them across to your offers, not just nurturing them there. So the other thing that we own, our own events and webinars, right? Our client list. So I think Linda said our current clients, so we own that. They are assets that we have. That's our own traffic. The events we do, the webinars we do, they're all ours. We also own our blogs, our podcasts, any in-person appointments that we have. They're the things that we can control, and they're all things that we can use to start to get people to go up the mountain with us. But as you can hear, we really have to have a mountain that we are testing so that we are putting the right messaging out there. Karen's saying, as part of a franchise member, we have a corporate website. We are not allowed to do our own page. So I'm really confused as to how to get people on an email list. Well, you can get people onto your email list through some of the channels that I've just mentioned and that I'm going to mention, but let me know if you've got further questions. The other channel is earned. So I will come back to that question of Karen's, but I want to give you these other two channels, because Karen might hear some things here that she can totally put into practice. And I know a few people who are part of either multi-level marketing companies or franchises where there are some restrictions, so you've got to kind of create your own game. So earned is mostly about leaning on other people's audiences, and it's also about word of mouth, and it can come in so many ways. Now, this is the one that is most trusted and has the likely greatest conversion for you. And let me show you what I mean, because this includes recommendations from existing clients, from family and friends, customer reviews, retail reviews, results in search engines. They're all things that you earn as a result of the good work that you're doing out there in the world and the relationships that you're building. These are the referrals that might come from other members in the community or other groups that you belong to. And if we look at these more specifically, if we think about publicity is one of my favorite earned channels because it's free and you can reach a lot of people. And this is something you can totally do. You can strategically start to go after publicity for the services and products that you offer. A little later, in a few weeks, you'll start to be able to book in for me to review your online channels. That is part of one of the bonuses we offered called the Personal Brand Accelerator. Well, I'll have a look at your social channels, your website, wherever you exist online, and give you some tips on being able to really dial that in and make the most of those platforms. So that's coming up. But publicity is as easy as subscribing to SourceBottle. Robin, if you would put that URL in there, SourceBottle, you know, they put a call out every day and they say, I'm looking for a dietitian, I'm looking for an HR specialist, I'm looking for a Pilates instructor, I'm looking for a business coach, I'm looking for someone who works in mindfulness. They have all this media going to them saying, hey, we're looking for people to interview for our stories. And you can say, hey, I'm interested, and put yourself forward. And this is one of the main ways that a lot of our members are getting free publicity in relevant publications, and that's really building their profile. So we are leaning on the authority that those publications or blogs or websites have. Another part of earned is social media mentions, and this is being tagged in groups or pages. So one of the things you'll find is that when you share your news, just even inside of our community, and we post that news over on our page, we tag your page. So you are, because of the people coming to our page, getting that love with people knowing what your page is. So social media mentioned, other people tagging you. So it pays to find some authorities, find some people in your industry that you want to connect with and start conversations and be seen to be having conversations in areas where people who might know, like, and trust you and be relevant for your audience. Another one, and the earned, is guest speaking, blogging, podcasting. Now, this is really about getting yourself out there and writing for our website or writing for the websites of publications that are in your niche, being on podcasts, putting yourself forward. This is really that show up, speak up. I'm doing this because it's a hashtag. Show up, speak up moves that we're talking about in her business. And for us to get the earned stuff, you say yes to opportunities. Just last week, I was invited to be on a summit. It was a US-based summit. We don't have a lot of clients in the US, but it was a US-based summit that was going to give me free publicity in front of thousands of people. And so I took it, right? It was a little bit of my time, but if we generate a few leads from that, if we get a few more eyeballs on our website, if we get a few more likes on our Facebook page, then totally worth it by me being a guest on that summit. Referrals. Referrals are another way to use earned. So who could refer you? Is it someone here in this network? Is it someone here in Ideal? Is it getting your customers to refer you? And I don't mean an ad hoc referral system where now and then someone will bring you along, but really building into your communications a way for people to refer you. So it might be at the end of the transaction, that might be somewhere in the middle of the transaction where you are asking for a referral. So you want to think about those points of business where you can actually ask for referrals. And you want to be really confident. If you're doing a good job, people will not hesitate to refer you. People refer their friends to her business. People brought their friends to her business live last week. And so we now have, 40 women who didn't know us, who now know us, who I expect down the line will be part of this community. Another one under earned is strategic alliances. And this one you'll see has a little asterisk. And the reason is that this fits into both earned and the next category I'm going to show you. But the thing about a strategic alliance is that you can do swaps. You could partner up with someone. So if we had Kay Ewer, who is a stylist, and we have Karina, who has the beautiful jewelry, and they decided to do an email swap or do something collaboratively, they are leaning on each other's authority. They're using each other's audiences to the benefit of both organizations. And there's no money involved. So that's a really clean strategic alliance. We've done it with companies that you think were our competitors, where we email their list, they email our list. No dollars exchanged, no commissions, nothing. It's just an email swap. You mail to 10,000, I'll mail to 10,000. Now, of course, you'd only do that with people who have the same client profile as you. Otherwise, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. All right, I'm going to catch up on these messages very quickly because I don't want them to get away from me. Sonia says, I love it. Once you have these email addresses, I assume we need to segment the emails from other email addresses. Yes, you want to be, you know, where you're offering multiple products or you have different types of clients, you want to be segmenting. Laurel says, I've never felt like ongoing email contact is relevant for my customers once they use my product. They have no need to hear from me again. In saying that, Gray Nomads come back to the Northern Territory, but if they've ordered my audio go, they already have it and don't need to hear from me again. Yeah. Right. However, you might have people who haven't bought yet that you are communicating with. So there's the email sequences for your buyers, and then there's the email sequences for the people who haven't bought. Perhaps they've downloaded a free something, or they've listened to a snippet, or I don't know what the steps are up the mountains for you yet. But there's a lot of companies that I haven't bought from yet who continue to market to me, and eventually I'm going to buy. Right? Or I'm going to unsubscribe, but they keep me up to date on new releases and stories of customers and things that will compel me to buy. We've put here the link for SourceBottle. Great. Brand Accelerator, yes. SourceBottle have written some articles, contributed expert comments, says Maria. Terrific. Sonia says, loving this session, just saying. Maria says, thank you. I check the SourceBottle email call-outs daily, worth signing up. And she said she just listened to the Strategic Alliance podcast for Content Sells. Yes, we do have a great episode on Strategic Alliances inside the Content Sells podcast. So that's something you'll earn, right? So this is pretty much free. But there is also paid traffic. And even if it's a small budget, we're finding that it really pays to pay for traffic. But again, you only want to do that when you've got a mountain that is solid. Someone's line just opened up. And so what does paid traffic look like? Well, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to start giving Zuckerberg dollars before you have an offer that converts, before you have a mountain that's solid, because we can waste a whole lot of money. But when it comes to advertising, there's a time and place to absolutely do that. And so what can we do? We can do Facebook ads. We could do Google AdWords. So right now, we are gearing up to start talking about the Reach Retreat, which Laurel was at last year. And so we are running videos, and we're paying cents on the dollar for people to watch those videos, whether they're watching 5 seconds or whether they're watching the whole thing. We're creating an audience of people who have watched some part of the Reach video. There's no offer. We're not asking them to buy anything. They're just seeing the Reach stories. But we're creating that audience so that as we get closer to the early bird, we can start to show those people ads that actually ask them to buy, that actually ask them not to buy so much, but to apply to be considered for the program. Directory listings. So there might be a natural therapies directories, True Local, Yelp, any sort of directory listing that's going to charge you to be included is a way for you to promote your business. Trade show stands, right? For some of you, industry associations and their trade shows are somewhere you want to show up. That's going to be a paid way to get traffic to your mountains. Sponsorship. So sponsoring an event is a really great way to get people to your event, to your mountain. So one of our members, Amanda McLean, recently sold her business. It was a family business, their personal finance business. And what they would do is they would help high-level executives, the sorts of people that were getting on boards, to really manage their finances and to protect themselves. Because when you become an executive director in a business, there can be some financial liabilities that you incur purely by being on the board. And so they sponsored an event held by the Australian Institute of Company Directors, their total ideal client. And they sponsored that event, and in exchange, they got to speak at one of the events. They got to get the names of the people attending. They got to make their offer from the stage, right? So very targeted, and that was a sponsorship. It was something they paid for, but they knew what their return would be if they got even one client. And so they built a little funnel that was around, and how theirs was low volume, high value. So theirs was, they offered a free workshop. And when you came to the free workshop, they made the offer for the to get a personal consultation with her husband, who's the key financial advisor. And then each package was worth about $10,000. So very well worth it. But they didn't need a lot of these people. So that's paid. Other people's databases. You can pay other people to send emails for you. Now, you want to do this not with spammers, but there are people who will pay you to email your list, and there might be people who you could pay as well. So, for instance, people like Optus, Westpac, a number of different organizations have in the past paid us in order for us to send an email to our database. And it has to be something relevant. It's going to be something that's going to give value, but we will gladly accept those dollars if they come. We really don't offer that very much anymore, but that is something that you could do, but you could also rent other people's lists. And strategic alliances. So this is where you might be paying a commission to a strategic alliance for every registration they bring to you, for every new client they bring to you. And they are all things that are very, very valid and you could totally do. So there's our three channels, and the mix is going to be unique to every business. And some people, you've already got an email list. Some of you don't have an email list. Some of you have money to spend. Some aren't quite at that stage. But you want to think about how these three channels work. So anytime we're venturing on a new promotion, this is one of the questions we ask. It's like, okay, what earned channels are we going to use? What paid channels are we going to use? If any, what owned channels are we going to use? And this is part of our marketing plan. So we want to use owned as much as possible and ongoingly. We want to continue to generate earned love from other people's lists and to get our name out without paying to other people's lists. But we also know that sometimes we actually need to put dollars on the line. So for example, you might be able to join some of these things up. So if you know that you're going to have some PR in a local publication, you might choose to that week also buy an ad somewhere in that publication because that works together. You might have a there's another example. You might be speaking at an event, but you might also pay for a trade stand. So you can leverage the opportunities you already have sometimes by combining the earned, so that was earned and paid together versus owned and paid. All make sense? All right. Yeah, and Laurel, what about people who might refer you to others? You don't want them to forget you. Yeah, great. And if you build in some way, Laurel, for people to share photos from their travels with you, and you, whether it's on your social media page, you could put that in the newsletter. Right? They're then going to share that. Oh, here we are in the outback, you know, on our adventure using our guide. Right? You can build wonderful client stories, and maybe they won't stay on the list forever, but it doesn't mean they won't. It isn't a great stick strategy for you to keep people in your world, keep your name top of mind. And you might have a different frequency of emails to people who have bought than you have for people who have not bought. You might email them less frequently. All right, now I want to give you a case study. Earlier this year, we ran our Business Growth Summit, which many of you know of and were a part of. And this was part of a strategic objective to build our audience, which is one of the Her Business strategic objectives for the year, is to build our audience. And so we have four different activities happening this year that are all under that banner of building our audience and building our list. So the who for this, now this was a free event, but I'm going to show you how this works anyhow. So the who was female entrepreneurs. We specifically wanted women in Australia because they're more likely to then buy our other services. And the what was a summit. Now in this case, the what was a free thing, but it was a mountain on the way to a paid mountain. And I'll show you what I mean. Even though the summit was free, we still created it just like the elements of an offer that I showed you for a paid thing. So it had a name. We called it the Business Growth Summit for Women Entrepreneurs. Now, originally we called it the Her Business Summit, but we came up with a better name. and so we switched the name before we went out to the general public. there was a brand. So we had a logo created, $50 on Fiverr, which was our Business Growth Summit logo. It had specific colors and styles that went along with the program. It had a price. In this case, it was free. It had inclusion, so you got 14 presentations, 14 half-hour presentations, plus you got a really robust workbook to take all your notes, so we had inclusions. We even had bonuses. So you could get a personalized playlist with just 4 recommended sessions for you, so you didn't have to listen to all 14. We would choose for you the 4 that were best based on your situation, based on your whether you had a business or not, right, based on a couple of questions we asked you. We also had some bonuses in that daily. We had these live chat sessions over on Facebook page where if you hadn't watched that day's 3 new speakers, you would get the summary. You would get the high-level version, and I had guest speakers who were from our community who would give us their best tips from that day's session. So they were our bonuses. And we had scarcity. You could only watch this week because then it was going away unless you were a member. We didn't have risk reversal in this one, so we didn't have that particular item. Yeah, Francis, that was awesome, the playlist. Yeah, that playlist was terrific. It segmented people from us, so we knew who were business owners, who weren't. We knew who wanted to work on the inner game and the inner world and who was really about the strategies so we could make the best recommendations. So moving on with this case study. We had so many mountains. We have 5 mountains, as you know, right? But we really only focused on getting people to this mountain, the membership mountain. We didn't try and offer them mastermind. We didn't try and offer them ideal. We only wanted them as their next step, their step 2, to be membership. But they didn't hear about membership until they got into the program. We had also pre-selected that this mountain, the summit, was really about sales and marketing. And it was about actually introducing people who don't know us to the fact that we have these 8 growth zones. So we were very clear on our objectives. But remember, this came from having a strategic objective and then drilling down and saying, okay, what is the mountain that relates to this strategic objective? Okay, I don't know why you guys are talking about Kajabi and MailChimp and ActiveCampaign. I must have missed a question. It's a basic, well, where are people creating their client lists in Excel or MailChimp? Yeah, Karina, you want to move to something a little more robust than Excel. If that's what you've got, great, but I'd be moving to MailChimp or some of these other inexpensive or free options at the moment. That's going to be more than enough for you. And then as your business grows, as you have more needs, you can move to more robust solutions. And these are great questions, and these are great questions to also ask in the members group or even in the ideal page to see what other people are using. All right. So are you with me? Are you still with me? All right. So here's how we got people to the mountain called the summit. So we use our website. We had ads on the website. So we did a website takeover. So the homepage was all about the summit. We were emailing our own list. We had social media on our page and all our platforms. And we were leveraging the fact that we had all these all-star speakers. On the earn side, members were sharing, speakers were sharing, alliances were sharing. I did a Facebook Live with one of the speakers. And so that went right onto his page. He has 120,000 fans there. That got us a whole lot of people. I posted in groups that I'm a part of. We got referrals from guests and alliances and members. And then on the paid side, we spent about $16,000 in Facebook ads. And that was about $7.58 per lead, which is, it's neither here nor there, right? It just depends what happens to those leads over the next 12 months. But remember, you want to be giving people that next vine that, or in whatever you're doing. So as they're going up the mountain, you want to give them that next vine to swing from. And so for us, that next vine was letting them know about membership. That wasn't going to be suitable for all of them, and it was a very soft sell because for us the goal was generate more people on the database. And we got we had over 5,000 registrations, and 4,000 of those were brand new to the database. That was our primary goal. Getting some of them to take up membership was really low, low, low priority. But we did offer that vine for those who did want to swing to the next one, and some of them are right here in this group, right? Some of those people have gone on to become members. Some of them have gone on to get mentoring. Some of them have come on board here with Ideal. So you want to always be thinking about the next vine. But the first thing is the first thing. The first thing is to start with that one mountain and start to get people going up the mountain. So once you've designed your sales funnel, it really becomes about this point, which is engaging people. All right, I'm going to stop there for a minute and see if you've got any questions. No questions? No, people having cups of tea and coffee, which is great. All right. All right, you following with me? Is this all making sense? Yep. All right. So you have to have this mountain in place. Otherwise, this is all just interesting information, but I want you to be able to use it. But I just want you to always be thinking from the top down. What is my strategic objective? What is the mountain I'm working on? What are the channels that I'm using to get people from the bottom of the mountain to the top? But you have to predetermine your who, your what, and your how before you do your traffic channels. I want to talk a little more about engagement while we are here. And this is all in your ideal marketing blueprint. So you have access to this. But I want to give you an idea of who you're wanting to engage. So once you've designed, the next step is engage. So once you've designed that mountain, you want to be engaging your audience. Now, that is all what we've been talking about. This is about attracting people to you, building your database, having a content strategy so that you're always putting out the message that has people know that you are the right solution for them. Engaging your audience is about nurturing. It's about nurturing those people who've been on those journeys with you already, Laurel. It's about nurturing the people who've inquired, but they haven't quite done anything. So that means really deliberately having a nurture sequence in place to engage, whether that's your monthly newsletter, whatever you can do. Do what you can with what you've got, whether that's a simple newsletter, whether it's a plain text email, but it's having some way of nurturing. One of the worst things we could do is bring leads into our world and then do nothing. They go cold. So even if you've got a list now that you haven't engaged with, it's not too late to start re-engaging. Some of those people are going to no longer be interested, but you want to start to build an email list of people who are expecting to hear from you. Monthly, weekly, whatever the frequency is for you. The other part of engaging your audience is giving them calls to action, right? Sometimes we can forget to ask them for the sale, to book the appointment, to download the lead magnet, to get a quote from us, to fill out the application form. So you want to be very directive in your communications if you're going to get conversions. And so the other part about engaging with your audience is that reassuring them they're in the right place. So someone downloads something from you. I mean, we had this last week. Just say someone does have some interaction, they take up your lead magnet. You don't want to wait for them to do anything. You want to immediately give them the next find, right? Get the consultation, buy the book, whatever that is. You want to be giving them that next find. You also want to be engaging your team. So as we're working on these mountains, whether that is your virtual assistant or the person that does your social posts or is your partner or whomever it is, if you have someone else on your team, then you want to be engaging them as well. This is the mountain we're working on. This is the goals that we have. This is how we're driving traffic and including people in those communications. And if that means that you can leverage some of the tasks to them, especially around the own earned paid traffic, then you want to be creating a system for them to know what's expected of them and when, right, by engaging them in this project with you. You're also going to be engaging suppliers, right? So maybe your way up the mountain requires a landing page, like Karen might need to do, right, because she can't create a website. Maybe it's a copywriter, maybe it's a designer, maybe it's someone who helps write headlines, maybe it's a programmer. So you want to think about this mountain that you're creating, who and what might you need to engage. The other one here is influencers. Who and what influencers might you need to engage? So this might be the mentors and experts and authorities in your field that you might want to let know about your mountain. I'll give you some examples in a moment. And then your technology. You might have this mountain now and you're like, well, that's great, but how do I execute this? Karina's already asked, oh, well, do I need a database and what do I need? So this could be your landing pages. This could be changes to your website. This could be an email marketing platform or a template for the newsletter that you're going to be sending people. I do not care what the communication is. I want you to start communicating with your clients via email. So whether it's a newsletter, whether it's a text email, as I said, and not every email is going to be a pitch. They're going to be value added, and then you are also going to ask for the offer. You're going to say, I've got this new mountain. You're not going to call it a mountain. I've got this new thing that I'm doing. I'd love to let you know about it. Okay, so those areas are your audience, your team, your suppliers, your influencers, your technology. I want to take a moment now. When it comes to the mountain you're working on, which of those things do you know that you need to get a little plan around who and what you're going to engage? Go ahead and put it. Great. So Angie's saying technology and team is who and what she needs to engage. Technology and building an audience. Yeah, great, Christy Lee. You have such good, you do such good work, Christy Lee. I'd really love to see, you know, how you're engaging your audience, how you're building your profile. Team and influencers. Yep, great. Says Francine, audience, says Joe. Linda says, how do you manage a portion of your database that doesn't open your emails and hasn't done for a long time? Do you try to re-engage? So, yes, I'm going to answer that in just a second. That's a great question. And she says, team, I have sourced technology next. Great, team, audience, suppliers, right? So knowing what it is, who and what you need to engage is so powerful, right? That's going to be one of your next steps, possibly after we finish up today, is go, okay, well, what's going to be my team engagement? What's going to be my influencers engagement? What technology do I need to engage? Can I put a post inside of the ideal group to say, hey, what technology are you using for this? Or who's your supplier for that? Very, very good. All right, I'm going to back up to these questions. Sean says, can the interviewee for Facebook Live interview be remote or do they need to be physically present? I'm not really sure how that, what you mean. If you mean, I'm going to open up your line. Actually, that might be the fastest thing. Okay, hey, how you doing?
Hi, Susie. I'm doing well, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, but I am, staying with it.
Yeah, stay the course. That's good. Yeah, so, customer interview, what do you mean?
No, I mean, when you said that you interviewed one of the panel summits, I immediately had this thought. I have various clients who other clients would be interested in hearing from, and I'm, starting to use Facebook Live, and I thought, oh, that's great. You know, it'd be great to interview so-and-so and so-and-so on Facebook Live. Do they need to be sitting next to me?
No.
Or there's the technology would allow me to interview them wherever they are?
Yeah. So we use Zoom and we push that through to Facebook. You can also use tools like BeLive, BeLive, and that lets you have multiple speakers. Some of those are free and then you can get to the paid levels. But no, they don't need to be in the room with you at all. In fact,
use a different platform and then push it to Facebook. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, let's have a look. Joe says in the original offer, you don't have the second step. That's right. No, that's right, Joe. So when we offered the summit, the only clue that there was something else was that we would say, you've got to watch it this week, otherwise it all goes away and it's only available to you if you're a Her Business Network member. And then once they were watching the recording, watching the session, I would say, if you really enjoyed this and you want to have access after the week, then this is how you can join. So that's when we offered them the buy-in. And here we have, how do you manage a proportion of your database? Yes, right. Well, Linda, I totally hear you. And we've all got that part of our database that's not responding, that hasn't opened. So we mark them as unengaged. We actually tag them as unengaged. And we use Infusionsoft, which is a more expensive option, but it actually, if they have not done anything in 90 days, and I think you can set that parameter, it marks them as unengaged. At that point, we can do one of two things. One, we can send out a re-engagement sequence where we might offer a lead magnet or some special offer, get in quick, and then some of those people re-engage. Or we just stop emailing them. And it kills me because I hate to lose leads, if you like. But if they're not opening, but you keep sending, your open rates are going to look really bad and your emails, your ISP will flag your emails as not being as interesting as they could be and will show them to fewer people. So what a lot of friends of ours do, and we're going to start doing this, is that once people become unengaged, we will try and re-engage them and then we will stop emailing. So what does that mean? I could re-engage them on Facebook. So I could upload my list of unengaged people to Facebook and show those people ads. And I could show them ads that re-engage them. Either they're watching a video or they're engaging in some way, they're downloading a freebie, that will make them engaged again. So it is a science. There is a friend of mine who was in the same mastermind as me, whose open rates like 86%, something off the charts. And so I am personally, like, if you can increase your open rates and your engagement rates even a little bit, it's like you've got a bigger mailing list, right? Because you're reaching more people. And so we're in the process of going, well, how do we keep more people engaged? And part of that is sending relevant content on a regular basis to the right people and also segmenting people. But I don't want you to get overcomplicated. You want to try re-engaging those people, Linda. And if they don't re-engage, then, you know, upload your list to Facebook, maybe show them some ads. You can always show them your offers on Facebook. There's nothing wrong with that. But you want to just keep building your list. Because, you know, I mean, we've got people from when we used to have an offline business for whom we have addresses that we don't have email addresses, and we've just been protecting their little files, right? But we've got to let them go, right? Because we can't communicate to them, so there's no point. And as I said, I've got friends who are brutal. Like, you don't answer anything in 90 days, you're off the list. So unengaged is, we have 90 days, Francine, not 30. Because if you, you know, you can't call someone unengaged if you're not emailing them, right? So if you haven't emailed them in 90 days and they haven't, of course, they've got no chance. But if you're emailing every week, like pretty much we are, and in 90 days they haven't opened anything, I would call them unengaged. Is there a number involved with uploading unengaged people to Facebook to retarget? I'm not sure what the minimum number would be. That would be a Facebook question. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, if it has to be a list over a bigger, particular size. I'm not sure about that. Alrighty. Moving right along. I know this is like more content, but I want you to have this because over the next 2 weeks as you're getting, some of you are further along with your mountains than others, I just want you to have this. So this is an interesting, I got this card in the mail, and this is an interesting way to engage your clients. And the card said, "Dear Susie," this was this time last year, "I hope this last week of the financial year and a big 6 months for you does not leave you too exhausted and stressed out. To ensure you stay sane, take a little time each day, even 5 minutes away from your devices, to think, reflect, and rejuvenate. I've included one of my favorite teas. Pour yourself a mug. Sit out in the fresh air, or at least away from your desk, and recharge your body and brain. Be well, love life, Heidi." So this is Heidi from Workable Wellness. Now, she's a member, and she gets this idea of engaging. So she made such an impression with me that I shared this, and I shared it on Facebook, and she reminded me that what she does is help people with wellness. Now, that isn't scalable, but for the size of her business, and she has a low volume, high value business, this is very doable. So it doesn't have to be, yeah, I love it too, Ange. And this is something you could totally do. Right, because we're not talking huge volumes, but you're going to stand out and you're engaging your clients, your past customers in a way that you haven't. There's nothing about this that all of us could not do to send to a past client to say, or even a prospect if they're warm. So I'm going to keep going. She loves the added tea bag, yeah. So Laurel, so your ISP knows that you're getting 10% opens, or that people are opting out on your list. They know all that. The data is private, but the stats are the stats. So for instance, say people, I was getting spam reports on the emails I was sending. They know that. They will shut you down. So yeah, you can dig into how your ISP treats that, but they, you definitely, like, the higher your opens, the higher your click-throughs, the more people are going to see you, the less those emails are going to be relegated to the promotions tab or not even showing up in people's emails. Alrighty. In your blueprint, you have all the steps that we've talked about today. My mouth isn't working great today. I'm really, really still very tired from last week. and it's, yeah, anyway, but I feel great, but my body's sort of letting me down a little bit, but that's okay. I probably need a cup of that wellness tea. All right. Yes. And Ange, I recommend that tea bag. I think that's a great idea, especially if it's a digestive tea. Yeah. I don't know if you do one, but this is one that a member sent me. This is from actually a fellow idealist, Deb Bauer. She sent me this. Now, that's a big packet, but, you know, maybe you have, like, trial size of this. Very good. All right, I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask more questions in just a moment. Karen says, I can imagine massive week. I know I'm tired. I only did one day. Well, yeah, that's when I left you guys and we did the mastermind later in the week. It was really great. But we're off to New York tomorrow morning, so there's just a lot going on. But this is about you. So where to now? So no matter where you are doing great. I'm going to open up the lines in a moment to see where you are. You have study tasks up the wazoo, as they say. So you're still fine-tuning your who. You're still putting your offers together. You've got your marketing funnel and you've got your 30-day plan. So you've got lots to go on over the next 2 weeks that we're together. So I really want you to speak up and speak out and break it down. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Go back to number one. Have I got my who dialed in? Go back to lesson two. Have I got my what dialed in? Go back to lesson three. Right, and what you did, go back to what you did with Michelle and just work it through. It's like a fill in the blanks and then raise your hand and ask questions. Now, one of the things that Michelle did say that she would do as an extra special offer is review your marketing funnel. But you had to post it in the group by our next session, which, Robin, can you tell me what that is? I think it's in the next couple of weeks. What that date is. If you post it before then, she will review it for you. So we'll get you that date. It's whatever the next date is. Oh, 11 June. Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks, Sorrel. That's it. 11 June. Yeah. So as long as you get it by 11 June, today's the 3rd, she will review it. And unfortunately, we can't go past that date. This is just an extra special bonus. So you want to take advantage of that. All righty. What questions do you have? If you have a question, let me know. Otherwise, I am just going to open up your lines and I want to know what the status is of your who, what, and how. Starting with Selena.
Can you see me?
Yes, I can. So, I'm just looking down so I can take notes, but I can hear you.
Not a problem. You know, I still would like to clarify my ideal client and be really sure what I'm doing, because that's my biggest weakness, like being really sure what I'm doing specific. And then I'm looking at talking with a couple of people and possibly utilizing ClickFunnels for the how. So I've been asking for quotes and that's where I'm at.
But okay.
Yeah.
All right. So my suggestion is do not buy ClickFunnels yet. Yes, you'll probably use it, but if you don't have your what and your who, the technology is secondary in my opinion. And so I would really work on, and so with your who, remember you get to choose. You get to choose, you do the ideal interviews, and then go from there. So once you've got the who, the what, then the how's going to determine what tools you need. And ClickFunnels might be it. But if you don't have the who and the what and the how, I mean, you could use anything.
Okay, I got it, Susie.
You got it? It's a bright, shiny object until you have those other things bedded down. So I would love to see you make some progress in those things and ask questions. But part of the who is deciding who you want to work with and what you want to sell them.
Yeah. So, okay, not a problem. So what I might do is ask people in the other face group, if I can possibly interview.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's great. What I might do. Yeah, thank you.
Have you done some interviews already?
I have done some interviews, yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, definitely post in there.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Francine. Hello.
So look, I'm moving ahead in leaps and bounds. I've taken on board everything that people told me in my hot seat, so thank you very much for that.
Awesome.
And I am implementing away. So my what is already out there. I'm getting clients a lot. So I'm now just tweaking the actual business model. I love what Michelle Falzone said about it kind of gave me permission to trial things. I thought I had to change my business model. And I don't. I can play. So I've taken on a contract coach who's taking 3 clients, and we're going to see how that works. So that's just been set up in the last couple of days. And so it's all just trundling along. I'm in the testing and tweaking phase. So it's working.
Awesome. Great. Well, good luck with that. That's great. You move fast. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jo.
Oh, hi, everyone. Yes, well, I'm still pottering along. I've spent the last few days helping a client, so I haven't really had time to work on my products and stuff. But I do have the WHO pretty well nailed down, so regional women. I'm still working out whether that's probably maybe a bit broad, but it seems to regional women who are unhappy in their current work is what I'm looking at.
Okay.
And then the what is my one-on-one sessions.
Great. So,
and my how, I'm putting on a workshop, and that's my first how, but I want to get their email, and then I want, hopefully, by the end of the workshop, we're going to do part of my 8-step process, and hopefully they'll want to sign up for the rest of it.
Great. And is the workshop online or in person?
The first one I'm doing in person.
Okay.
But my main focus will be online. So yes, I'm creating. I just wanted to get a feel for things.
Great. Well, that would mean that you could narrow the WHO for right now down to women in a particular area.
Oh yes, yes, I have done that. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, great. I just think. Oh no, to apologise. It just helps. I think the mind be at ease. It's like not regional women everywhere. It could be regional women with this space. That means that you know where to get the women for the workshop. You can reach out to this group or that neighbourhood or this publication, etc. Right, and it just narrows the scope. Very good, very clear. Sonia,
I feel like a little snail at the moment, but anyway, things are progressing. I finally got to do my interview, which was really good. Yeah. My client thought I did an Anthony Robbins course and thinking, oh, Sonia's out there doing something. I thought, no, it wasn't like that. But it was really good. And they were both really receptive, which was great. I nearly fell over on the turnover that they were doing, which I had no idea. Wow. So that opened up like a big dollars for me, which was great.
Excellent.
Like I said, I'm sort of plodding along. I feel like an octopus at the moment trying to do everything.
Right.
But I've changed my membership. So I've changed my offer, sorry. So
okay,
that's
great.
Changed. So I've gone from credit applications to now I'm offering my memberships for debt collection.
Right.
So need to work out my landing page on my website and also working out my website as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you were going to change your website, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the process. So I've got my hands there as well. And obviously this is working out really well because I can incorporate in my website.
Yeah, great.
What I'm learning. So, but I'm a bit behind, I have to admit. So I'm just going to say that.
No worries, you've got, we've got all year, really.
Yeah.
But, we've got 2 weeks before our next Q&A session. And then another 2 weeks before our first workshop. So, within the next 2 weeks, you're going to build up a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't put you're making progress. And that's what's Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Anthony Robbins, that's hilarious. Thank you. All right. Maria, hi.
Hi. I'm still defining what, like, hours of it. But I'm just really happy, like, with the clarity, even though there's so many moving parts.
Yeah.
And if I get stuck by the bigger picture, then I feel confident that I've got the focus. I know what I need to focus on, my who, my how. So if there's parts within that, I feel like I've got the clarity, so I'm confident.
Awesome. Now, did you say you do have your who down, but it's your what that you're designing?
Yeah, I just need to clarify. I kind of have a really good idea, but I'm just going to.
All right, sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. I don't know if it's at my end, but I think I got all that. Thank you. Linda's having a stretch. Linda, hi.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Okay, I think I'm starting to have a little panic about the how I'm doing this. So I'm fairly clear that my who is women business owners who are stressed, my what is one-to-one consultation package, and the how I'm starting to have a little panic about. So
what's your how at the moment? Or is this a new, what's your how?
Okay, I think this is what I'm doing. It's a lead magnet.
Uh-huh.
That leads to a 15-minute free consultation.
Yep.
At which point we work out whether what I offer aligns with what they need and convert into the one-to-one consultation package.
So where is the doubt?
I don't know. I think it's actually actioning that.
Right, because we're going to put it out there and it's going to work or it's not going to work, but we're going to learn something. But as far as a structure up the mountain, you've got it down. But now we say lead magnet like it's like a, you know, single dimensional thing, but a lead magnet is like, what is it? Is it a guide? Is it a download? Is it a webinar? Is it a, have you decided on your lead magnet?
It's a download.
Awesome. So, and have you done one of these before?
Well, yeah.
So, okay, great.
Not very well, but yes.
You can post it right here in the group. You can get feedback. And so you're going to do a checklist. So what does it need? It needs a name. It needs to be written. It needs to be designed. I want you to start to break it down so it becomes very real for you. And just keep thinking, get over the finish line, get over the finish line, get over the finish line, right? It may not be perfect. We can always tweak it later, but that you're putting something into action. But the format of lead magnet, that is for the ideal who, that has consistent messaging, that identifies a problem they have and gives them a little solution, and then opens it up that the consultation is where they're going to get more of a solution, and that puts them in front of you to then make your offer. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
Yes. Can't wait to see that come out. Great. Awesome. Ange.
I'm on brand today. I've got my little poo cup. Just to get me in the mood. So I'm pretty sorted, I think. It's just I don't want to get overwhelmed with the technology. So I've got my perfect poo package. My how is the perfect poo checklist, which I've found somebody in the group to design it for me.
Great.
So my how is, again, like Linda's, free 15-minute consult. No, it's the perfect poo checklist, the 15-minute consult, the sign up for consultation. My only question is, I already offer a two-pack. Do I take that one away to offer the new one because it's a higher price?
Where do you offer that?
So just on my website. You know,
just keep that there. Don't worry about that. Okay. You're testing a funnel, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so, and who's sorted? So I think I'm good. I just don't – the technology is what beats me, so I just don't want to focus on that till I've got everything, and then I'll find somebody to do that. So hopefully up by the 1st of July.
Fantastic. Yeah, and with the technology, you know, there's probably someone here in the group that could help you. Yeah, so just tell us more about what technology you need. Yeah. A landing page? Is it an opt-in, you know?
Yeah.
Something to – yeah.
You know,
right.
I'm good, I think.
Good. Awesome. Chrissy Lee.
Okay. I think I'm clear. So I know my who. I still want to do some more ideal client interviews. So I'm working on that. I've got two more booked for this week, and I've put a call out in the group as well to try and reach out to a wider group. So I want to do some more of that, but I'm clear on who that is. So my what is a HR Unlimited 6-month consulting package. I was feeling a bit information overload, so I've spent the weekend really trying to nut it all out. I've got stuff stuck all around my desk, so I'm just trying to work through bit by bit. So in terms of the how, I've got a lead magnet, which I've written, which I've called 7 Steps to Finding and Keeping the Best Employees for Your Small Business. Awesome. So that's written, and I've just got to get it designed, and then I'll talk to my website lady about getting that on the website, landing page and all that kind of thing. I've got a question though about my step 2, because I'm dealing with corporates. I think I need a couple more steps than 2 or 3 to get them to the purchase stage. For my step 2, I was thinking about offering an opportunity for people to email me their HR question and get free advice, but via email rather than a 30-minute consultation kind of setup, just because I'm concerned about time management with that kind of thing.
Right.
Is that a good option? Is that, what do you think?
I'm thinking. So this is small businesses.
Yes. So businesses with 10 to 40 employees.
Yeah, so they're not real small.
No.
So tiny people. I think that if you are doing a lead magnet that is free, mm-hmm. you can do a couple of things. Are you going to be mostly looking at people in the Central Coast area?
Not necessarily, no. So I can deliver the consultation via email and Skype and those forms, or I can be local if that's what they prefer.
Yeah. There's a couple of ways you could go, even if it is a high high value, low volume. Mm-hmm. You could go free download. You want to qualify them, but to speak to them. I imagine that once you start to speak to people, you can really convert them. What you don't want to do is go free.
Yes.
Trying to qualify them. So I think that the consultation, or again, if you wanted to, you could try this just on a local basis. You could invite them to an in-person event. This mm-hmm. is totally different to what you might be thinking.
Yeah.
A roundtable breakfast thing for 10 companies
mm-hmm.
and make your offer there, like do a little more teaching.
Yep.
So one of the things about something like a 7 steps to whatever is that you open it up, but then you have to give them, now that you know these 7 steps, what is the problem that they still have?
So I guess the problem is that this is overwhelming for them and that they know the steps, but either don't have the skills or the knowledge or the confidence to do all those things well all the time.
I think that if you're going to really warm them up, doing an email exchange, it's too hands off.
Yep. It
needs to be you on the phone with them or they in person with you or them attending a webinar that you're doing that tells them how to put together. So here's what we did with our mentoring package, which was not as expensive as what yours was going to be, but it was a free ebook that introduced them to the one thing that all successful business owners do to become and stay successful. And then in the ebook, we revealed that that thing was mentoring. But as soon as they've made the download, your step two is right there. You're not waiting for them to read the ebook.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, this is on its way, and here's what we found. Is that even when people know these 7 things, here's what tends to happen, right? And so for us, it was like the ebook is on its way to you, but while you're there, I've created this free webinar that shows you how to find your own mentor and what to look for in a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on that
yep.
that we then made the offer, and it was mm-hmm. an $1,188 package.
Yep.
But we sold it as a 4 installments just to make it easier for small businesses to cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think about something else for the step two.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. No, that's good. Thank you.
All right. And Francine is saying, Christy Lee set up MiniChat to chat but with lots of questions already answered. Great. Andrew says, could do a webinar that gives them, so FAQs and then qualify them. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Oh, very good. Kathy, hi.
Hey, Susie. Hi. Unfortunately, all of this has hit me at my busiest time of year.
Lock your iPhone.
That's okay. You just tell us where you're at.
Okay. I've started a couple of client interviews, so I want to continue with those.
Great.
So I've identified the who.
Great.
And hopefully after I get this week done and dusted, I'm going to have a bit of a break and I'll be able to focus and get up to speed, get back to it.
Great. I think the client interviews, it's always great. And that's something that is going to give you a lot of information that we'll use when you get to your what. And, you know, we're all in different businesses, having our different, you know, flows of when's busy and when isn't. And as long as we're making progress, you know, no one's going to judge you for where you're at. Don't judge yourself. It's just like next step. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Hello.
Hello. Am I on? So nice to hear everyone and see everyone. For me, this session's probably clarified that I've got a bit of everything. I just haven't got that vine swinging to move them along the mountain. So I've got stuff in place that you've talked about today. Mm-hmm. So it's just I need a day where I can lock my door and go through all the bits and pieces and be able to put it into a flow, because I feel that I've got it all there. It's okay. Just not joining. I'm not joining all the dots yet.
All right. Have you got a place in time where you can find that time, even if it's not one whole day, if it's 2 half days, where you can do the work?
I've got the next next day, so tomorrow, I'm putting aside. I think my biggest challenge is having many interruptions because I'm doing many different things, and my business is part of that. And I'm okay with that. I've chosen it to do it that way. But I'm really, really pleased that everything you've talked about today, I've got bits and pieces. I just need to do the work to put it all together
now. All right. Well, you know what to do, and just reach out if you need any support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. All right. Karen. Hey.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. I'm good.
Okay. So I know my client and I know my what is our reading program. For me, it's putting together all of the bits and pieces, and it's been awesome because this has really changed my whole thought process with that. Coming from being stuck in within this little franchise with so many rules, I've got to be a little bit creative to try and get that. So I'm thinking about things like, and because I want to make it really personal, because one of the things I was talking to Michelle about is I hate the corporate feel of the corporate website. Everything is really, really corporate. And what I do is so personal. So I really want to bring in that personal aspect into some of the things that we do. So I'm thinking about a guide on how parents can help their children read at home, which would then potentially lead into the, but I get that you can't always do that. So this is where I sort of fit in that we can help. Yes. So I'm looking at this whole education side of things for my clients to go, this is important. This is, you know, if we catch this early, then you're setting your child up for the rest of their life. So I'm just working out how I'm best going to do that and how to put all that together. So that's sort of my next 30 days is consolidating all of that.
Awesome. Sounds fantastic. And really, yeah, if you can see that you're only constrained by your creativity to be able to come at this problem from another way, which sounds like you're already doing, I think you're on your way. And education is such an important part of what you do. Like, that can be your differentiator. That can be where you start to build that know, like, trust factor with your ideal client. Very exciting. Mm. Awesome. Thank you, Karen. All right. Lovely, Laurel.
I feel a bit overwhelmed. It could be probably because I'm a bit behind. I've had a lot of visitors and travel. So I do need to set aside some time. I've only done one client interview. Mm-hmm. And I have two ideal clients that are very different. And I don't know whether I should just focus on one of them for now. But, you know, I don't think I can choose one over the other forever.
We just choose it. No, just choose it for the point of getting one mountain, you know, done, and then you can turn your attention to the other.
Yeah. So the offer, the wash.
Yes.
The first thing that came to mind, and it might change, is like if they're coming to Central Australia and they're buying the Alice Springs to Uluru guide, they're probably likely to be travelling on the West McDonnell Ranges route as well. So it's more, it's like a combo sort of deal.
Got it.
Like a bundle. Come, yeah, a bundle. But I might come up with something other than that.
Keep it simple, if I can recommend. Yeah.
And I seem to be putting up barriers to everything I have to do, whether some of them are real, some of them might be in my mind. But, you know, last week at the day session, you know, I didn't really know about email sequencing. I was very conscious that I'm it's not a victim, but that it's used on me in my own. So who isn't very good at it? But I don't know anything about that. And I currently don't have a web developer. The person who developed my web changed their strategy and moved away from, you know, back-end issues. Right. So I've got to find a developer who hasn't designed my website. It shouldn't be too hard, but I've come across companies that don't want to take that on unless they've designed the website.
Yeah, right. Is it built on WordPress?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay. There's lots of developers.
Yeah, so that's, you know, to find the right one, that's a barrier to me. So I can't really do any of that special stuff. until you know I'm in a place.
No, you can't. Let me show you. So it can be a barrier, and you could go about finding someone to fix the site. I think that you could do that. Or you just create a landing page. A landing page is a single page website using the tool like lead pages. And again, there's people here in the group who can help you, that is separate to the website. So you don't have to worry about fixing the website. The website can keep doing what it's doing. And the landing page talks just about this offer, just about this ward. And then you drive traffic just to that page. And people can buy that one thing without being distracted by anything else. And this is a strategy we use quite a lot because we have a website, but you can go down so many rabbit holes.
Yeah.
If we only want to promote one thing, you'll see that we always create a separate page that's not on our website to do that.
And is that in your look and feel?
Yeah, it can be customized. Yeah, it can be customized.
What's that called, lead?
We use lead pages, LeadPages. Okay. But MailChimp can do landing pages too, Linda's saying. Do you have what do you use for your email?
Well, I don't, I'm not doing that, you see.
So oh, right. Oh, we're going to be doing email. We're gonna
I've got a long
email.
Way.
We're going to be making people victims of our email.
That's the wrong word, but I can't find one.
Oh, my gosh. So much. There'll be so much opportunity. Do you have some email addresses, though? You must do.
Yeah, all my people who have purchased my product
have
their email address.
Oh, very exciting. Do we have any MailChimp wizards here in the group that who could help Laurel? No. But we do have
That's
them.
That's all right. I can...
Yeah, we do have them in the group. Oh, no, it's going to be great. I mean, even again, if it starts with the simplest thing, going back to your existing customers and saying, hey, we've just... develop this guide or this bundle. Yeah. They may or may not want to travel right now, but we don't have to make that decision for them. It's just about getting in communication, sharing some stories. If that is what you want to do, then great. And Linda says she's not a whiz, but she's happy to help.
Thank you,
Linda. That's very generous of you. Awesome. Oh, great. Love it. Sian, how are you doing with your who, your what, and your how?
Susie, I'm doing. I'm not sure where, so I've done now 3 client interviews, and
awesome.
The last one I think was more on target, and I kind of used it to better understand also how to work with my how. So I at this stage I think my what is HR managers or workplace leaders who make decisions about staff training. Particularly those who are concerned about personal and professional well-being and workplace culture.
All right, they who, yeah. And what's the what?
And I think my who is also now likely to refine to government or pseudo-government organisations, simply because I've got more connections and background there at this
point. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My what is a 2-day professional development program called Mindful Works for Leaders. I'm in the process of developing an offer around that, and I'll certainly post that because I'm not sure. I remember Michelle talking about the languaging of that, and I think the typical language I use is quite sterile, like you'll get this many hours of training and, you know.
Right, you're talking about the features and not the benefits. Yeah.
Yes, that's probably the shift I need to make. Yeah, I need that. Thanks, Susie. That's probably helped shift my thinking. I need to talk about the benefits.
Right, you want to talk about the transformation rather than the...
Yeah.
Like not the plane, right? The plane doesn't matter. It's the fact that I'm going on this beautiful vacation.
Yes, and I certainly talk about, you know, in the description of the what, you know, what problem it's going to solve and what you're going to get. But in terms of the actual, anyway, I definitely need to get clearer about how to articulate that. I mean, this is a program I have offered several times previously to good effect. And now I want to sort of take it in-house rather than event manage it, if you like.
Right. Have you run it through the 7 elements of an offer yet? Have you done that template?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Well, that's really the what, as we talk about it here, it's that you've put it through, you've answered the questions in that worksheet and created the name, the brand, the price, the inclusions, the bonuses, the risk reversal.
In terms of that, I have, but it doesn't, it just sounds still sterile to me. It does, anyway, I'll go back to that. I actually did that soon after we were in Sydney last week. And
yeah, great.
I'm a bit like probably Julie with all sorts of bits and pieces, and I've got all this paper and bits and things to get a bit sorted, so I'll be putting aside time to get clear about that, because as I go to the pieces of paper, they're not quite fully fleshed as I thought they might be.
No worries.
So I recognize that what I'm offering is high value and low volume, and so it's high touch. I really like that tailor-made high touch idea, and that really changed the way I'm thinking about my how, at least at this point. So what I've started doing is identifying existing contacts and
great,
and I intend to talk to them and talk about what I'm doing and what I want to do, and I think that will also help me refine my who as I do that. Find out their priority concerns and talk about what I might do for them, and also follow that with a kind of personalised thank you, and that could include I have a download that's like 5 mindful ways to reduce stress at work, so it can have a little sort of thank you attached to it. I also like that, you know, the personalised card idea as well. So
right. So your how, I mean, they're great, like warming up the people at the bottom of the mountain. You just want to build in some more substantial steps up.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things I've thought about is I also run these workshops, 90-minute workshops in-house typically, that are introduction to mindfulness as a professional skill. And so that's sort of really complementary to this 2-day.
Yeah, great. So that could be partway up the mountain.
Yeah, I thought I might offer it at low cost to really find out whether they're worth pursuing or not. Mm-hmm. And if they're, you know, if I also thought about perhaps offering a free, lunch and learn if it's someone who's nearby and it's not going to cost me a lot of time in travel and so on. So a couple of things there. And, I'm thinking that's almost to the top of the mountain, but I might be off track there.
No, they all sound good. I would just ask you to go back, have a look at all the bits and pieces and choose one, or say, look, these are two houses up the mountain, post them in the group and let's have a look at them there. But they both sound very doable. Of course, each one has layers then of, you know.
Of course.
Content and messaging and all that, but at least the structure will be right.
Yeah, and certainly the content and messaging thing is something that I need to work at, that whole branding piece. Figuring out what it should be and how to make it happen.
We can point you in the right direction with those things as well once we see what those steps
are.
Thank you
hearing where you're all at and what you're doing. It's helpful.
All right, thank you. I want to make sure I get Karina in before we finish up. Karina, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Okay, so I've been working through all the information that I collected from part of the hot seat and what I learnt from last week's session. So and I've just put up my connection statement for feedback as well. So,
awesome.
So my focus is still the women over 40 who want to feel beautiful and confident, and the what it's my statement necklace collection. But I've been working on the offer, and what I've managed to do is review my prices. So because I was even speaking with Kay, and she's like, you probably need to increase increase some of your prices, because she felt that they are really reasonable. And she said, my offer now, I'm starting to, with the real special pieces, building in free shipping. And the how will, as I mentioned to you, I'm looking at rebranding, which is obviously another bigger project. Yes. But part of that is my website had a few little bugs in it. So I've closed my website down now. Mm-hmm. And I've put a shout out to try and find a web designer or somebody to help me even with Shopify, as opposed to having my own website, so that I can, sell the items via a platform that's easier for me to upload. And so there's a bigger project within, I realise that, within this one mountain to be able to successfully sell the products. But at the moment, through my Facebook page, I've also changed and started to photograph myself wearing a couple of the pieces because I have never been a face of my business.
Never
in 5 years. Yeah, I've always just had photograph things. So the last week and a bit, I've put up photos of myself, which is, I've seen the traffic, reach has increased.
Very exciting. Very exciting. All right. Love that. Did you put the web designer thing inside the members group?
Yeah, I've put it in our this one and I've only had one person get back to me with a possible suggestion. So I'm still looking for really good somebody that can help me with a website and a new graphic designer to give me a new image.
Great. Perfect. Love it. All right, you guys are doing great, right? You can see some of you are further ahead in the process than others, but I'm really excited that you're all sort of, you're molding these offers, you're molding these mountains. And, you know, you've got, as I said, this group here available for you. I'm here available for you. There's the wider community available for you for interviews, for resources, for alliances, all those things. And so stay active, stay communicative. And we're going to be back together in just a couple of weeks. It's a Q&A call. We will be with the whole group. And there will be a post inside the Facebook group that says, hey, what question do you want Susie to answer? And, of course, you can ask questions every day between now and then. But just so you know, what happens on that call is that questions that are pre-submitted, I do like a little bit of a hot seat on that question, spend a little bit of time going deeper into that question in this way, like on a webinar as opposed to in a post. But you want to ask your questions. You never want to be sort of stuck waiting, thinking, well, I'm going to wait for the Q&A call. Just ask the question. Great session. You're all awesome. I cannot wait to see how these projects move forward. And just remember, just take the next step. If the next step is carving out 4 hours to work on things, if the next step is figuring out a website thing, if it's whether you're going to be on MailChimp, you just want to take the next step. But I hope you enjoyed hearing where everyone else is at, because we're all kind of in this up and down. And we might be forward in one place, but a little behind in another. But I'm just very excited. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you back here online on the 11th. I'll see you in the group pretty much right away. We'll dive in later today and answer some of those questions. You're awesome. See you soon. And bye for now. Bye. Thanks, everyone.